این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The first sparks of Islamic revolution were essentially lit in Muharram and inspired by teachings of Ashura movement. The uprising of 5th of June 1963, a milestone in the history of Islamic revolution, was occurred subsequent to Imam Khomeini's speech on the afternoon of Ashura. Imam Khomeini says, "With the appearance of the new moon Muharram, the month of heroism, bravery, and sacrifice has commenced. It is a month wherein the blood conquered the sword. It's a month in which the power of truth resigned it the rank forever and stamped the forehead of tyrants and the satanic governments with its stigma."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm here with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Ashura. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that let the Ashura mourning gatherings in commemoration of the chief of the oppressed and the leader of the noblemen, Imam Hussein, be held with increasing attendance and splendor, for these ceremonies mark the triumph of reason over ignorance, justice over tyranny, trust over treason, and Islamic rule over that of the Taghut. Let the blood-smeared flags of Ashura be hoisted higher and higher as token of the arrival of the day for the oppressed to take their revenge. In this part of his speech, he is talking about the reason why we must keep remembering Imam Hussein alayhi salam, why we must have these mourning sessions in the commemoration of Sayyidu Shuhada Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Ya Rabbana salli ala
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The more we remember Imam Hussein عليه السلام, the more we can tell the world who is right and who is wrong. The more we raise our voice, the more we raise it against the Taghut. And Taghut is what is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the Quran, Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the close guardian of those who believed. And on the other hand, he says, walladina kafaru, and those who disbelieved, who denied the right path, who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya'uhum al-taghut, their awliya, their close guardians are taghut, or the rebels. Therefore, the path of Imam Hussein, the remembrance of Imam Hussein, is the remembrance of justice, how justice was won over the tyranny. If today every single Muslim is performing what Islam has said, This is only because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because on that day, he stood against the taghut, he stood against the oppression, and he was oppressed on that day. But the day when he was oppressed, he raised the head of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa.